弟兄姐妹们，圣诞节快乐
！Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you all.
每年到了冬天的时候，节日就比较多。
Whenever it comes to the season, the winter, we have many holidays.
我们有感恩节啊、
，Thanksgiving we have.
有圣诞节
，Christmas.
马上就是新年
，New Year's.
中国人有春节
，And we have the Chinese New Year's Day.
还有很重要，对年轻人重要的就是情人节
，We have the Valentine's Day for you guys for young.
那节日多，我们就觉得节日好像就很平常的一件事情。
Sometimes when we have too many holidays, we think they're just normal days.
但其实每一个节日，往往都有它很重要的意义。
But in fact, all holidays have meanings behind them.
那比方说，独立日是纪念美国取得国家的独立。
For example, Independence Day celebrate the United States gaining independence.
脱离英国人的统治。
Become independent from the Great British Empire.
那总统日是最初是为了纪念美国第一任总统。
And the President's Day to commemorate the first president.
啊。那其实另外呢，每个节日还有它不同的感情色彩。
And each holiday has its own sentiment.
在中国有清明节。
In China we have the tomb sweeping holiday.
啊，是一个非常哀伤的节日。
It's a very sad holiday.
我们纪念我们死去的亲人。
We remember our deceased family members.
我们有中秋节。
We have the Mid-Autumn Festival.
是一个思念亲人、庆祝团圆的节日。
We remember our beloved ones and unite with them.
在美国有感恩节
，And in America we have Thanksgiving，
是一个充满感恩的日子。
A holiday we give thanks。
那圣诞节的感情是什么
？So what's the holiday sentiment for Christmas？
是喜乐。
I think it's merry. It's this joyfulness。
圣诞节真的是一个普世欢腾的日子。
I think Christmas is indeed a holiday that brings joy to all nations。
那世界上再也没有一个节日能够像圣诞节那么快乐。
I don't think there's any other holiday in the world that is as joyful as Christmas。
这么令人的期待。
So a holiday that we all look forward into。
那圣诞节的快乐是什么样的快乐
？So what is this joy that we experience during Christmas？
我们今天看到许多不同在圣诞节课看到不同的快乐。
We see different kinds of happiness during Christmas time.
孩子们特别快乐。
You know, the kids are very happy.
因为他们能够收到很多的礼物。
They got their gifts.
那上班的、上学的也很快乐。
Those of us who are working or students, we're also very happy.
因为放假了。
Because we are on vacation.
那喜欢吃东西人、吃货们也很快乐。
Those who are foodies are very excited too.
因为有圣诞大餐。
We have feast waiting for us.
姐妹们、女士们也很快乐。
Ladies, we're in luck.
因为商店里有很多折扣。
Because everything is going on sales.
我们可以跟我们自己的亲人在一起，我们很快乐。
We're very happy to be united with our family members.
不同地方有不同的表演，有好听的歌曲，也让我们很快乐。
Lots of performances everywhere, lots of singing.
但这些是商业化后圣诞节的快乐。
But all these are commercialized happiness.
圣诞节真正的快乐在哪里
？What is the true joy of Christmas?
圣诞节的意义是在于纪念耶稣基督的降生。
The meaning of Christmas lies in the birth of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣带给我们什么样的快乐
？So what kind of joy does Jesus bring to us?
他是一个两千年前出生在两千年前。
He was born 2,000 years ago.
Like 在一个非常小的地方伯利恒。
In a very little town called Bethlehem.
一个非常贫穷的家庭里头。
In a very poor family.
这样的一个小孩。他能给我们带来，他在我们的各式各样的快乐当中，能够给我们加添什么样的快乐
？What kind of joy can this little child bring to us in addition to all the happiness we already have？
那我们下面再读一下圣经，我们来感受一下人类历史上第一个圣诞节的快乐是什么样的快乐
？Let us again turn to the Bible and to see what happens during the very first Christmas in human history。
啊，是路加福音第二章八到十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 14。
我念一下，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间拿着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。”忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 14 And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in a cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
这是圣经里记载第一个圣诞节的样子。
This is the very first Christmas recorded in the Bible.
这个日子没有假期。
On this very day, there was no vacation.
没有看见礼物。
There's no presents.
没有大餐。
There's no feast.
没有折扣。
There's no sales.
没有表演。
There's no performance.
甚至没有歌声。
Not even singing.
那有些人会认为啊，天使难道不在唱歌吗
？Why wouldn't we? Usually we say, aren't the angels singing?
啊，但如果圣经。如果你再读一下圣经的话，圣经其实没有说天使在唱歌。
But if we look at the Bible a second time, it didn't actually say that angels were singing.
天使只在里面说。
The angels were only just singing.
圣经这边提到唯一的喜乐。
The only source of joy mentioned in this passage.
是因为救主基督降生了。
It's the birth of the Savior Christ.
那基督是个希腊的词汇。
The word Christ is a Greek word.
它就是弥赛亚，就是救世主的意思。
It means the Messiah, the Savior.
对于那些牧羊的犹太人来说
，For the Jewish shepherds,
基督确实是一个充满快乐的词汇。
The word Christ is a very joyful word.
但是我们中间很多人可能不能体会。
But most of us here may not feel the same way.
原因是因为我们没有经过他们的痛苦。
And that is because we've not been to the sorrows that they've been through.
世界上有很多的快乐。
There are lots of happiness in this world.
但其中有一样是最最特别的快乐。
There's one that's particularly special.
那种快乐只有经过痛苦、流过泪的人才能感受到。
It's a happiness and joy that comes after sorrow for those who have been crying.
一个饥饿人得到食物是这样的快乐。
When a hungry person gets food.
一个流浪人回到家中。
When a wanderer returns home.
一个奴隶获得自由。
When a slave regains freedom.
一个得绝症人他得到健康。
A person who is terminally ill regains his health.
是这样的快乐。
It's such kind of joy.
那第一个圣诞节的快乐也是这样的快乐。
The joy of the first Christmas is such joy.
只有真正感受过哀痛的人才能感受到这种喜乐。
Only those who have been truly sorrowful can feel this joy.
你的哀痛越深，你的喜乐也越深。
In fact, the deeper sorrow you felt, the more joyful you would feel.
那些牧羊人他们明白这种喜乐。
Those shepherds know about this joy.
因为他们经历过哀伤。
Because they've been through sorrows.
那耶稣出生前700年。
700 years before Jesus' birth.
亚述王撒曼以色他攻占了以色列的北国。
Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, conquered the northern kingdom of Israel.
大约过了100年。
About 100 years later.
那巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒占领了犹大。
And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, conquered the southern kingdom of Judah.
所以从此以后，所有的犹太人都流离失所。
Since then, all the Jews went on exile.
他们受尽欺压凌辱。
They've been under great oppression and humiliation.
他们被赶离他们的家园。
They were driven out from their homeland.
他们流浪在亚述、在巴比伦、在其他国家。
Wandering in Assyria, in Babylon, and other countries.
啊，圣经诗篇有这样一句话。
One psalm says this.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想锡安就哭了。
Psalm 137 verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion.
在耶利米的哀歌里头也这样说。
Lamentation says.
犹大因遭遇苦难，又因多服劳苦，就迁到外邦。他住在列国中，寻不着安息。
After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place.
犹太人在各国当中被辖制。
The Jews were held in captivity everywhere they go.
被卖为奴隶。
They were sold as slaves.
他们在敌人的脚下受尽凌辱。
They were greatly humiliated by the enemies.
圣经以赛亚书里有这样一句话。
Isaiah 15:1 says,
他们曾对你说，你屈身。由我们践踏过去吧，你便以背为地，好像街市，任人经过。
And they said to you, fall prostrate that we may walk over you, and you made your back like the ground, like a street to be walked over.
他们中间有很多人在战乱当中死亡。
Many of them died during wars.
他们死于刀剑饥荒当中。
A fall slain by the sword and during famine.
先知耶利米这样说。
The prophet Jeremiah says,
但愿我的头为水，我的眼泪眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀人昼夜哭泣。
Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people.
犹太人的痛苦是沉重的。
The afflictions of the Jews are heavy.
他们哀伤是深刻的。
And their sorrows run deep.
但是在他们一切的痛苦哀伤当中，他们有个希望。
But in the midst of their sorrows and afflictions, they have hope.
就是神所应许给他们的基督。
That is the promised Messiah.
同样是先知耶利米。
It's the same prophet Jeremiah.
他这样说。
He said once,
耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔。他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住。他的名必成为耶和华我们的义。
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety.This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
基督是这个苦难民族几个世纪他们唯一的盼望。
Christ is the only hope for this oppressed nations for centuries.
所以当两千多年前天使在里面宣告的时候。
So when 2000 years later, when the angels proclaimed to the shepherds,
基督将要来到。
That Christ is about to come.
牧羊人心怎能不欢喜？
How can the hearts of the shepherds not be filled with joy?
他们就像在漫漫长夜中等待黎明的一群人。
They were just like the watchmen who were waiting for the first light of dawn.
他们看见了第一缕的曙光。
They saw the light.
圣诞节的喜乐是属于哀伤的人。
So the joy of Christmas belongs to those who are sorrowful.
耶稣说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
那犹太人还有个重要的节期叫逾越节。
The Jews have a very important holiday called the Passover.
这是他们庆祝苦难的日子。
This is a day that they celebrate and remember their afflictions.
对，他们在埃及受苦，神救他们脱离埃及的苦痛。
When they're suffering in Egypt, God saved them.
在那天他们会吃逾越节的羔羊。
During that, on that day, they will eat the Passover lamb.
他们还会吃两样东西，就是无酵饼和苦菜。
They will eat two other things. The first one is the bitter herbs, and the other one is unleavened bread.
那无酵饼在圣经当中也称它为困苦饼。
The unleavened bread is also called the bread of afflictions.
神让他们用这几样东西来纪念他们在埃及受的痛苦和神的救赎。
God uses these two things to remind them the sufferings they've been in Egypt and also God's salvation.
今天圣诞节我们在庆祝我们的救赎。
Today on Christmas we celebrate our Savior.
这也是我们回忆我们纪念的日子。
This is also a day of remembrance.
基督不仅仅是犹太人的基督。
Christ is not only a Messiah, Savior for the Jews.
那犹太圣诞节的喜乐也不是犹不单单是犹太人的喜乐。
And the joy of Christmas don't just belong to the Jews.
天使说
，The angel said,
我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
宇宙的创造主。
The creator of the universe,
他所赐下来的基督
the Christ that he's given us,
不仅仅是犹太人的基督
is not just savior for the Jews,
也是整个人类的基督
but it's savior for all human race.
犹太人是一个人类整个人类的一个预表
the Jews are just like a typology, a prefigures for all human race.
他们经过的苦难也是我们的苦难
the sorrows that they've been through are also sorrows of our own.
他们期待的救赎也是我们需要的救赎
The salvation they've been looking forward to is also the salvation that we need.
那我们的苦难是什么
？So what is our sorrows?
是饥荒吗
？Is it hunger?
是战争吗
？Is it war?
是不平等吗
？Is it inequality?
耶稣来到世上的时候，有许多挨饿的人。
When Jesus came to this world, there were many who were hungry.
但耶稣并没有完全解决他们温饱问题。
But Jesus didn't really solve their hunger problem.
有许多奴隶。
There were many slaves.
耶稣没有解救他们。
Jesus didn't free them.
没有战争，有许多战争。
There are many war going on.
但是没有，耶稣没有带来国家间的和平。
But Jesus did not bring world peace.
其实整本圣经从创世纪到启示录，焦点都在一个问题。
For the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, there's only one focus.
那就是罪的问题。
And that's the issue of sin.
人从被造的公义圣洁当中堕落了。
Men have fallen short from the righteousness and holiness in original creation.
我们的贪婪
，our greed，
仇恨
，anger，
嫉妒
，our jealousy，
骄傲
，our pride，
都显明我们是罪人。
Are all manifestation that we're sinners.
而耶稣来了，就是要救赎我们脱离罪的捆绑。
So Jesus came to save us from the bondage of sin.
马太福音说，你要给他起名叫耶稣。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The Gospel of Matthew says, "You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
罪是我们每个人问题的根源。
Sin is the origin of our problems.
也是整个世界问题的根源。
It's also the origin of the world's problems.
甚至因为罪，整个世界都受了咒诅。
Even for because of sin, the land is even cursed.
也因为罪，我们像犹太一样被驱逐。
And because of sin, like the Jews, we're also in exile.
我们被奴役。
We're also in captivity.
也经历死亡。
We're also being slain.
我们是被驱逐的一群人。
We're actually the people who are driven out.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们被赶出伊甸园。
When Adam and Eve were sinned, they were driven out from the Garden of Eden.
当亚当的儿子该隐杀了他的兄弟。
When Cain's son of Adam killed his brother.
他说我如今你如今赶住我离开这地以致不见你面我必流离飘荡在地上。
He said to God, Today you are driving me from the land and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on this earth.
从第一个人开始
From the very first man,
整个人类都开始在地上开始了流离飘荡的生活。
This whole human race has started the lifestyle of a wanderer.
奥古斯丁说
Augustine says,
你造了我们是为了你我们的心如不安息在你怀中便不得安宁。
You have made us for yourself and our hearts are restless until they can find rest in you.
我们的心里没有安息。
We have no rest in our hearts.
因为我们离开了我们的创造主。
Because we have departed from our creator.
他是我们的家。
Because he is our homeland.
他是我们的心能够得以安息的地方。
He is the only place where our hearts can find rest.
因为罪，我们与圣洁的神分离。
Because of sin, we are separated from the holy God.
成为在这宇宙当中流浪的一群人。
And become wanderers in this universe.
我们已经不知道我们从哪里来。
We don't know where we come from.
我们为什么在世上活着
？Why we're living in this world?
我们要往哪里去
？Where we're going?
离开永恒的源头。
When we departed from the origin of eternity,
活在短暂的人生当中
living in this intransient world,
我们不明白我们生命为什么
we don't know the meaning of this life.
我们不得安息，我们不停的劳碌
we labor continuously, we don't find rest.
就好像希腊神话里的一个人叫西西弗斯
just like this person Sisyphus from the Greek mythology.
他被惩罚要把个石头推到山上去
he was punished so that he was rolling a boulder up the hill.
他不停地尝试
Continuously he tried to roll this boulder up the hill
但最终都是徒劳无益
But all end with vanity
我们活在一种虚空的状态当中
We live in a meaningless lifestyle
我们心底也是一群想家的人
In fact we're also the people longing to go back to God
我们在创世纪里当说神按照自己形象造人
In Genesis, God created man in his own image.
但现在我们人却用自己的想法造出许多神来。
But nowadays, we see people recreating God out of our imagination.
在以前我们拜牛羊是神太阳星星是神。
In the past, we see oxes and goats are gods. Suns and stars as gods.
后来伟人是我们的神。
Later on, we treat people of great accomplishments as gods.
那现在很多明星是我们的男神女神。
But now we have a lot of gods and goddesses. Those are the pop stars.
我们试图用这些假的神来填补我们心中的空虚。
We seem to use the substitute to fill in the emptiness that's in our heart.
但赝品终究是赝品。
But substitutes are just substitutes.
创造宇宙的神在我们心中地位是不能被取代的。
The creator of the universe cannot be replaced.
因为罪，我们也失去了真正的自由。
And because of sin, we also lose true freedom.
那前段时间就是大陆有兴起一个新的词叫“剁手党”。
Recently, in the mainland, there's a new word called the hand chopping party.
就很多人他们沉迷于网络购物。
This refers to this group of people who are addicted to internet shopping.
他们其实心里很明白，他们已经不应该再买东西了。
He knows they cannot buy anymore.
但是就是控制不住。
But they can't control themselves.
就是最后就恨不得把自己的手给剁下来。
So much so that they wish they would rather chop their hands off.
罗马书说，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，已经卖给罪了。
The book of Romans says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin."
罪就像奴隶主，我们就是一些奴隶。
Sin is like a slave master, and we are like the slaves.
圣经也说，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我都要去做。
The Romans also says, "For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing."
每个立志行善人都知道。都经历过这种挣扎。
This is a struggle that all we've been through.
现在是一个崇尚自由的时代。
Today's society is a society that worships freedom.
我们人以自由的名义做很多的事情。
In the name of freedom, we do a lot of things.
我们以自由的名义吸大麻。
In the name of freedom, we smoke marijuana.
我们以自由的名义同性恋婚姻。
In the name of freedom, we support same-sex marriage.
当我们以自由的名义来放纵自己的时候，
But the same time we indulge in the so-called freedom,
其更深地落入到罪恶的枷锁当中。
We only sink deeper in the bondage of sin.
我们没有能力去挣脱罪的捆绑。
We have no power to break free from this bondage.
我们只能反而以自由的名义来麻痹我们的良心。
Instead, we use the so-called freedom to numb our conscience.
罪也羞辱我们。
Sin is also humiliating us.
在神所创造的一切在地上的受造物当中，
Out of all the creations by God,
人是最尊贵的。
Humans are the most dignified.
但是罪是最常常可以践踏我们的尊严。
But sin is also always trampling upon us.
我们可以为了点点的利益，我们出卖我们的尊严。
For so small of a gain, we sometimes sell our integrity.
我们可以用冷漠来代替我们的恻隐之心。
We choose indifference over compassion.
我们可以用垃圾食品来残害我们自己。
We use garbage food to harm ourselves.
我们也可以随意的伤害我们最亲的人。
And sometimes we choose words to hurt those who are close to us.
罪可以对我说：“你屈身，由我践踏过去，我们便以卑为地，好像皆是。”
It's like sin is saying to us, "Fall prostrate that we may walk over you." So we made our backs like the ground, like a street to be walked over.
那罪的最后一个后果就是死亡。
And the last consequence of sin is death.
这是神对罪恶最终的审判。
And that's God's judgment on sin.
这就如罪从一人入了世界，是又从罪来的，于是使临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Romans says, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned."
那我们家孩子有本小小的儿童圣经。
So our son has this little toddler's Bible.
它里面大概有100个故事。
There's about 100 stories in that Bible.
但不知道为什么他总是对跟死相关的事情特别感兴趣。
For some whatever reason, he seems particularly interested in those stories that relate to death.
那故事里讲到拉撒路死里复活了。
So for example, Jesus raising Lazarus from death.
然后雅鲁的女儿死而复活。
Jesus raising the daughter of Jairus.
拿因城的寡妇的儿子复活。
Jesus raising the widow of Son in name.
然后耶稣死而复活。
And Jesus himself being resurrected.
他就特别喜欢听。
He loves these stories.
然后有一次他就把被子盖到自己头上。
So one time he covers his head with a blanket.
然后他就那边大叫说：“我死了。”
And he says, "I'm dead."
然后又把被子掀开说：“我又复活了。”
And then he lifts the blanket and says, "I'm resurrected."
死亡可能是孩子口中嬉笑的言语。
So death in the mouth of a child may be just a word of laughter.
但却是我们每个人难以承受的重担。
But for the rest of us, it's a word of unbearable burden.
甚至是我们不愿提及的一件事。
In fact, that sometimes we don't even want to talk about it.
那前段时间流行感冒。
So there was flus going around these days.
那我太太不幸中招。
So I got hit by it.
那很多弟兄姐妹就可以来出主意说你们应该这样这样。
So a lot of brothers share with them us their home remedies.
但试想一下，如果一个人得了绝症。
But imagine the person with terminal illness.
我们就往往不愿意再跟他提这件事情。
A lot of times we try to avoid talking about the condition.
我们对死亡的缄默，不是由于我们轻视它。
The silence towards death is not because we don't care.
乃是出于我们绝望和无助。
It's because of despair and hopelessness.
我们可以忘记死亡。
We may choose to forget about death.
但不可以逃，却无法逃避这件事情。
But it's unavoidable.
从亚当到现在，整个人类都在死亡的阴影底下。
From Adam to now, we're all under the shadow of death.
啊，不管你的生命多少精彩，在死亡面前，一切都是毫无意义的。
No matter how remarkable your life has been, but in facing death, it becomes vanity.
所以人类就活一直活在黑暗当中。
So the whole human race has been under the darkness.
在虚空当中。
In vanity.
也是在死亡当中。
Under the shadow of death.
在这个时候，耶稣来了。
And during this time, Jesus came.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那上帝所差来的基督，正是上帝自己。
The Christ sent by God is God himself.
也只有创造生命、创造世界的主，上帝才能成为我们最终的救主。
And only the Creator of the life.And the universe can be our savior.
在两千多年前那个夜晚
2000 years ago on that first Christmas Eve,
天使的信息宣告了我们救赎的来临。
The angels proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, our salvation.
我们这群流浪人将要回到家中。
Us wanderers, we're going home.
我们这些被掳被压制的将要得到释放。
Us who are in captivity, we're going to be released.
我们这群坐在死亡阴影里的人将要看见生命的曙光。
Those of us living in the shadow of death, we have seen a light.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
他把我们看不见上帝启示给我们看。
He made known to us God who is invisible.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son has made him known.
在他身上我们看见上帝全然的圣洁。
In Jesus, we saw God's complete holiness.
耶稣说，你们恨人的就是杀人。
Jesus says, if you hate your brothers, you have murdered him.
我们看见上帝全然的慈爱。
In Jesus, we also saw perfect love.
在十字架上耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做他们不晓得。
On the cross Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
耶稣是我们回家的路。
Jesus is our way home.
他说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
因为他，我们不需要再流浪。
Because of him, we no longer need to wander.
我们心终于能在永恒的上帝那里找到安息。
Our hearts can finally find true rest in God.
也因着耶稣，我们可以脱离罪恶的捆绑。
And because of Jesus, we can finally break away from the bondage of sin.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
天父的儿子若叫你得你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
耶稣的门徒保罗做见证说
And, Paul, a disciple of Jesus, said,
因为赐生命的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
也因着耶稣，我们不再惧怕死亡。
And because of Jesus, we're no longer afraid of death.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus claims, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣来到人间。
Jesus came to this world.
他把救赎，把真正的喜乐带到人间。
Bringing to us salvation and true joy.
这喜乐是给每一个人的。
This joy is for everyone.
但并不是每个人都愿意去感受这份喜乐。
But unfortunately, not everyone is ready to understand this joy.
两千多年前，当他降生那个夜晚。
The eve when he was born, 2000 years ago.
伯利恒的城里充满了人。
The town of little town of Bethlehem was filled with people.
客店里没有地方。
But there's no place in the inn.
但没有多少人真正在庆祝耶稣的诞生。
But there's very few people who are really celebrating Jesus' birth.
只有一个马槽成为耶稣躺卧的地方。
Only a manger become Jesus' resting place.
一个肮脏，一个寒冷，一个甚至弥漫着臭气的地方。
A dirty, cold, or might be stinky place.
两千多年过去了。
2000 years later,
圣诞节变得更加热闹。
Christmas has become a very jolly holiday.
但是在我们的在我们的喜笑当中，有多少人是真正的为我们的救主而快乐
？But while we're laughing and rejoicing, how many people are truly rejoicing because of the Savior?
耶稣不是我们想要的圣诞老人。
Jesus is not a Santa Claus that we want.
圣诞老人他不会给我们责备。
Santa Claus does not reproach us.
他只是给我们来分礼物。
He just gives us presents.
但耶稣不是这样。
Not so was Jesus.
他来了，他把他的真理显明我们的罪恶。
He came and bringing with him truth that reveals sin in us.
他要求我们离开我们罪恶道路来悔改。
He calls us to repent and live a life of sin.
我们活在自义当中人，我们感觉不到这救恩的需要。
When we live in self-righteousness, we don't feel a need for such salvation.
我们甘于活在最终，享受最终之乐人，我们拒绝他所带来的改变。
When we want to live in sin, to indulge in the pleasures of sin, we refuse the change that might bring.
只有那些在罪恶里哀伤的人。
Only those who are mourning in sin.
在黑暗中寻求的人。
Those who are seeking in darkness.
他们才可以透过信心的眼睛认出我们的主。耶稣基督
Through faith they recognize Jesus
才愿意真是打开我们的心来迎接他
To open our hearts to receive him
耶稣要进到他们的心里面
Jesus wants to come into their hearts
也许是跟一个跟马槽一样肮脏寒冷阴暗的地方
Our hearts may be just like the manger a dark, dirty, cold place
但他愿意住进来
But Jesus is willing to come in and live there
他要更新我们
To renew us
也要把一份永恒的平安喜乐赐给我们。
And to put in us an everlasting peace and joy.
我衷心希望我们在座每一位都能够感受到这份喜乐。
I truly wish that each one of us sitting here today will experience this kind of joy.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
谢谢你差遣你的爱子耶稣来到这世上。
Thank you for sending your son Jesus to this world.
谢谢你成为我们的救主。
Thank you for becoming our savior.
救我们脱离死亡。
Saving us from death.
脱离罪恶。
From the bondage of sin.
让我们重新回到神的家当
中。That we may go back to our heavenly home.
求你自己的圣灵亲自将这样的爱放在我们的心里面。
May the work of the Holy Spirit fill our hearts with this love.
愿意帮助我们打开我们的心。
Help us to open our hearts.
迎接我们的救主
To welcome our Savior
也求你真正让我们经历明白你所赐给我们的喜乐
To help us to truly understand this joy that you have blessed us with
愿荣耀归于神
May all the glory go to God
也愿平安喜乐归于你所喜悦归于在座的每一位
And may your peace and joy be with those of us who are present here today
常与我们同在
Be with us together
奉耶稣基督名祷告
We pray this in Jesus' name Amen, Amen.